New criminal charges against Alderman Ed Burke detail an alleged corruption scheme that ensnared some Chicago icons. A federal indictment released yesterday charges Chicago Alderman Burke with 14 new counts, including racketeering and bribery. And this is a huge blow to the man who was once Chicago's most powerful alderman. WBEZ City Politics reporter Claudia Morrell spoke with political editor Alex Keefe about what new information is in the indictment.
So we already knew that Burke was accused of abusing his position at City Hall to steer business to his private law firm. They primarily deal in appealing property tax bills, and he's already been charged with attempted extortion for that. But now prosecutors are indicating that this practice was much more widespread than we knew before. It lays out several instances where Burke allegedly used his clout as an alderman and his position as finance committee chairman to try and enrich himself.
Right. So you mentioned Burke was charged in January for trying to shake down owners of a fast food restaurant in his ward. But this indictment lays out some allegations on a much bigger scale. Claudia, tell us about the Old Main Post Office.
So in 2016, the indictment says Burke held up a request for a city subsidy to redevelop the Old Main Post Office. It's that massive abandoned building over the Eisenhower Expressway. And he allegedly refused a developer's application for TIF money until they hired Burke's property tax appeal firm. And the indictment says Burke was working with another disgraced alderman, Danny Solis, in this scheme. But he didn't know at the time that Solis was wearing a wire for the feds. And in one exchange, according to the indictment, Burke asks Solis, quote, "So did we land the tuna?"
Land the tuna is like referring to the legal business.
Yeah, apparently that's what he was referring to. And when the developer still hadn't hired his law firm, he got angry and allegedly said, quote, "They can go F themselves." And in that same conversation, Solis informed Burke that the developer's TIF request would be going before Burke's finance committee. And Burke allegedly responded, quote, "Well, good luck getting it on the agenda."
Claudia, there's another alleged scheme in this new indictment that involves an unnamed museum I want to talk about. Now, we know from our reporting with public records that this is the Field Museum, and Burke allegedly tried to shake them down as well.
Yeah, that one was personal, according to the indictment. It said Burke tried to connect a friend's kid with an internship at the museum. When they didn't get back to him, he retaliated. He threatened to contact the president of the Park District Board, which oversees the museum, saying he would object to an increase in admission fees that the Field Museum was asking for. According to the indictment, the fee increase did get approved, but only after an executive at the museum offered to let the kid apply for a full-time job. For its part, we reached out to the Field Museum, and they wouldn't comment to us.
Claudia, tell us what's been the reaction to this new indictment and what's going to happen next.
The new mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is asking him to step down, and she called the allegations alarming. She's also asking the city's law department to investigate whether any current city employees or vendors were complicit in any of these schemes. And Burke's attorneys say they're confident the alderman will be vindicated. They said the charges are unfounded and they're not based on any actual evidence. Burke is scheduled to appear in federal court on Tuesday morning.
That's WBEZ City Politics reporter Claudia Morrell, and she was talking about some new federal charges against Chicago Alderman Ed Burke. We'll have much more on our website, WBEZ.org.